Welcome to the Mama Retreat, a relatable motherhood podcast where we show you how to have more power, love, and a sound mind as a mother. I'm your host, Brittany Miller.
And I'm your host, Caitlin Clough. We're best friends in the thick of motherhood together. We hope you enjoy your retreat from motherhood today. The Mama Retreat is so excited to have Annie Hutchings on today. Annie is a certified sound healing practitioner and yoga instructor that runs women's healing retreats and events, as well as a homeschooling mother of four who splits her time between Kauai and Utah. Welcome, Annie.
Welcome to the Mama Retreat. Annie Hutchings is with us. She was one of the people who was at the retreat that inspired this podcast. So it is a huge blessing and honor to have you on our podcast. So just thank you so much.
I'm excited to be here. Fun.
Yes. So Annie does a couple different things. But one of the things that you're really good at is sound healing or sound therapy. So me and Katie have mentioned, like, we talked about our sound bath experience in like our first couple of episodes. So maybe some of the listeners have like can remember that, but maybe in a nutshell, could you explain like what is sound healing or sound therapy?
So sound healing is this idea that, okay, everything in the universe is created of energy, including ourselves. Mm-hmm. So because of that, we have a vibration. Each of us has our own unique resonance that we resonate at. And when you're not at your perfect resonance, then you can fall into like dis-ease or disease, right? And sometimes it can make you physically ill. Sometimes you're just like feeling like you're in a funk. You're just like extra stressed out. Like you're just not at your perfect resonance for your body. And sound healing, which is exactly what it sounds like, it's literally just sounds. So it's not like musical healing. It's not, there's usually not a lot of music included. It's just listening to certain vibrations and certain sounds that can help bring you back into your perfect resonance and into a place of peace and healing and de-stressing and all those good things.
Yeah. Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
I had had one sound bath previous to the sound bath that we had with you at the retreat. So I knew a little bit going in, but the sound bath that I had with you was, I mean, out of this world. It was amazing. So I would so encourage anyone to go and to try it out.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that sounds like if you've never heard of it before, you're kind of like, what? But like, take a chance and go try it because it was so cool.
And one thing I've learned about sound healing too, because I don't know if I've told you how I got into sound healing, but the first retreat, so I hold retreats, obviously you ladies came to one, but I hold retreats with my business partner, Johnny, and we could not find a sound artist. And I hadn't done sound baths before. I had one sound bowl that I had bought because I just thought it was beautiful and would play it at my house sometimes. And anyway, I was at like, we could not find a sound artist for the event. And Johnny was like, I just feel really strongly that you're the one that's supposed to do it. And I was like, excuse me, what? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's like, no, I think that's why they're there. Like, they're coming for you and me. Like, you show up, do it. I believe in you. And I was like, okay. So I ordered a set of crystal bowls. That's all I had. I had no other instruments yet, off of Amazon, and just like played them a couple of times at home before I went to this retreat. And then tried to give these people a sound bath.
Yeah.
And it was actually really cool because even at that retreat, even at that first, like real first official sound bath that I ever did, people still had some really cool, profound experiences. And I have learned since then that it's because whatever intention you set into what you're doing is the most powerful part of it. And so obviously we were at a healing retreat. So the intention was to help people heal and it somehow worked. After that event, after that retreat, I was like, I have got to get some actual training on this. So I went and got a certification. And what I learned from the certification was that less is more.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you, I don't know what your first sound bath experience was like, but my first couple of sound baths, it felt like there was so much happening that it felt a little chaotic. Like it didn't help me feel peaceful. And so what I learned at this certification is that play one bowl longer than you think. And that's all part of holding space for people. Like this might be making someone uncomfortable because it's making me uncomfortable to play it for so long, but that's okay. Do it anyway because that's where things come up and things heal, and learning how to hold that space and let people go through whatever experience they're going to go through is super important in the sound healing. I don't know the word I'm looking for. The sound healing
Experience.
therapy. The sound healing experience. There we go.
Yes. Can you explain what the different instruments that you use are and what their purpose is?
Yeah, so I use several different instruments. I always start with the crystal singing bowls, which most people have seen. Usually they're tuned to 432 hertz, which is the same vibration as the earth. So it's like grounding. It's like going outside and earthing. So they're tuned to that hertz specifically, and then there are different notes. So they start at a C note, which is your root chakra. So each bowl, there's seven bowls, each bowl has a specific note that vibrates to the ideal vibration of each of your chakras. So you have seven chakras, and I don't know if you ladies have talked about that on here. Okay,
No,
so you
not
have,
yet. But yeah, give us the
okay,
Cliff Notes
yes,
version of
it's
something
very
that we
cliff note,
want to.
super, okay, super quick. You have seven energy centers. You actually have more than that, but these are the seven main energy centers, and they, your first chakra is your root chakra, which starts at the base of your tailbone and it encompasses your legs, and then it goes all the way up to the crown of your head. So each bowl is set to the note and the vibration of that specific chakra. So it's really cool because when I'm doing a sound bath, sometimes, and I remember Caitlin, when I played the yellow bowl, your eyes like popped open and you looked over at me because usually when you're doing a sound bath, you're laying there, eyes are closed, you're in a very meditative state. And that happens to me in every sound bath I do. There's always one person that kind of like their eyes pop open and they look over at me like, "What are you playing?" Because it res something resonates with them, or something comes up for them that they need to either heal, or that it could be a positive thing or a releasing, which is always, that's, it's all positive, but it could feel sometimes a little and like any release, sometimes it's like, "Oh, I don't like how this feels," but then it's released and you're like, "Okay, that feels better."
It's like vulnerability, you
Yeah,
know? It
there
just
it
it,
is.
as soon as it comes out, you're like, "Okay, I did it. It's
Oh, I'm so
there."
glad.
But yeah,
Yes.
but getting it out is difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
That's the perfect way to describe that.
So
So we have the crystal bowls, and that's usually what I'll start with and end with generally. But then I also play the gong, an ocean drum, which is a drum that has like little beads in it and it sounds like water or rain. And then I also play a drum that I actually built. I built it out of buffalo hide
I didn't know
because I
you
had,
built that.
I did. I built
You,
that drum.
wow,
And
I
you
love
did,
that. You had the drum with our at our retreat, and I remember feeling you had the really cool, the power,
I
love, and
had
sound mind experience with the
the
drum.
coolest
But
experience.
we knew it was made of buffalo, which was really cool because we had like there was a lot of buffalo symbolism in our retreat. But I didn't know
Yes.
you built it. That's so
I
cool.
did. I went to a drum build and I like used the little thing and poked holes in it, and it was raw hide at the time. And anyway, it was a,
Cool.
that in itself was a really cool and healing experience. But
Talk
so
about
I played the drum.
intention.
Totally. And the drum is one, is honestly probably my favorite instrument because it is so powerful. And I feel like it helps. You can, so I'll drum it over people's bodies during the sound bath. And you probably remember this, but you can actually feel the vibration over your body. And it is a really powerful instrument. Just the things
So
that
good.
come up for people are huge with the drum. The two instruments that usually make people uncomfortable are the gong and the ocean drum.
I
So just the tones that those play, the way that it feels to me, being the facilitator of a sound bath, watching people experiencing it, and then talking to people afterwards, it feels like the ocean drum and the gong is tend to stir things up. Like stuff that you've buried, emotions that you're like, I'm just going to trap this here and we're just going to leave it here forever and I never want to deal with this again. That gong sound and the ocean drum tend to bring those to the surface, which can be incredibly uncomfortable. And I always let people know at the beginning, like, you might not like every sound that you hear, but come back to your breath and just sit through it. Like, let it come up, because we've all heard this saying, you have to feel it to heal it. So let yourself feel whatever's coming up. You know, I've noticed in the like yoga community and in the spiritual community, you'll hear a lot, just notice what you're feeling, which is cool, but really you also need to feel it.
Yeah,
You don't have to like identify with it and be like, this is who I am now, but it's important to actually feel it, because that's how you end up releasing it. So that's what's cool about these sound instruments, is they allow things to come up and then you can release them. And they could be things literally from your childhood. They could be things from your birth that you can't even remember, and they could come to the surface and release, and then you're vibrating higher.
Yeah. I saw something recently or heard something that basically said, like, those of us born in the 80s and 90s were really just taught to suppress emotion, regardless of what it was, you know,
Yes.
negative or positive. It needs to be toned down, and you just can't really feel emotion. And so, thing
Especially
ex
as women.
especially as women,
Yeah,
yeah, we're
right.
not supposed to be dramatic or whatever. And so, I mean, that's the narrative that people tell us, but like
Right.
these experiences are helpful and beneficial to you to help you feel the emotion. And like you said, you don't have to identify with negative emotions, but you can let yourself feel it and know that it's okay to feel
Right.
it.
It's like the words I feel rather than I am. Like, I feel angry, it's different than I am angry. Like, it doesn't have to be part of my identity, but it can, but I'm allowed to feel it. It's just a feeling. You don't, we don't have control over that. That comes and it flows. So if we allow it to flow, then we don't trap those emotions. If we allow ourselves to be like, I'm so angry, I'm just gonna let myself be angry for a while. Right? Then you feel it, and then it's so much easier to let it go rather than like, oh, I feel angry. That's bad. I shouldn't be feeling angry. It's not good to feel angry.
And
So
then
I'm
you
going to
feel
push this.
guilt on top of it, just
Right.
compounds all these.
Exactly. And then you get it stuck wherever in your body, and then you have to come to me and I can get it out with some sound. No, I'm kidding.
You can heal us.
So are the tuning forks similar to the crystal singing bowls then?
So they are the tuning forks. I love the tuning forks. They are just set to, you can buy literally any vibration you want to. With the crystal singing bowls, those tend to come in, you've got your seven notes. That's pretty much it. So you can buy tuning forks that are set to the solfeggio scale, which also works for the chakras, but you can also buy tuning forks that are set to the different vibrations of the planets. So like I have a moon, there's a moon one, earth one, like all the different planets. I have the tuning forks, which I think I had at the retreat that you ladies were at, that you hit together. It's the G and the C note, and you hold one note at one ear and the other note at the other ear. And it's almost like a binaural beat, but it you do that for 2 minutes a day, it will take your brain into theta. That's the brain waves you want to be in for healing. So it just brings everything down. And then there's also weighted tuning forks, which are super cool. You hit them and they vibrate. You can't hear them, but you put them on your body and you can feel the vibration moving through your body. I've used
That's
them on people
cool.
before, and usually they immediately want to start crying. I can
Bless them.
a lot. I'm like, whoa, yeah. So there's an, I have an earth one and then a root chakra, like the C note one as well.
So the first time I ever heard about sound bath was actually before Brittany's birthday. One of our friends was like, "Let's do a sound bath for your birthday." I was like, "This is random, but cool. Let's do it." And I remember before she was talking a little bit about like the science of sound bath. Like we're made of energy, but we're also our brain runs on like electrical signals and frequencies. And so, yeah, you just said something there that that just brought that back to my mind where, you know, we can have this fight or flight, you know,
Yes,
mental like
response.
mode of a response going in our head. And I think she told me, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but basically our brains will just simulate whatever frequency it's hearing. And so you can go from that more like fight or flight panic mode into that like peaceful or like healing frequency.
Absolutely. Yes. That's what's so cool about sound healing too, is I love a lot of different spiritual things, and not all of them have any science to back them up. Like, a lot of them don't have science at all. They're just like, oh, I love this, But sound healing has, there's actual studies that have been done about it. It has actual science behind it, which is super cool, because then it kind of brings both worlds together.
Yeah, I love that.
But there's an author, Jonathan Goldman, and he has written a ton about he they really call him the father of sound healing, because sound healing is kind of a newer therapy. It only really started in like the late 70s or 80s. And so he has a few books out where he really describes why things work the way that they work and all of the science behind it. And the things that always stand out to me are not the same things that stand out to other sound healing practitioners. But one of the things, and we talked about this a little bit before, was intention. So in his book, he talks about how there was this study done where there were like five or six, I can't remember however many different sound healers or sound healing practitioners, and they each used a different instrument with the same intention, and they got all got positive results. They all got the same results, even though they were using different instruments. So even though the instruments are cool, you can have one sound bowl at your house, and whatever intention you set into that sound bowl, even if it's a root chakra bowl, if you're like, I set the intention that this, as I play this, my throat chakra is going to open up, or it's going to clear, or whatever, and you play it with that intention, that is how powerful your intention is. It now becomes a healer for your throat chakra. Like, you don't need all of these different instruments. It's cool to experience, and it's cool to come to a sound bath, but you don't need it. In fact, the most powerful sound that your body can hear, the most healing sound your body can hear, is your own voice. And so there's a book that Jonathan Goldman wrote called The Humming Effect, and it's literally just about humming. You breathe in, and as you breathe out, you hum. And just that, you send that vibration to wherever your body needs it, whether that's your physical body or your spiritual body, like if your heart needs it, if your brain needs it, wherever you need it, that's more powerful even than going and sitting in a sound bath. However, going and sitting in a sound bath, sometimes it's like just the mental shift of like, I'm going to do something for myself. I'm leaving the house to go do something for me, and I'm in a position of receiving rather than having to do everything myself. So they're both beautiful and useful for different times.
Yeah, for sure. This I just love you because you just know exactly where we want to go. We were like, let's talk
Listen
about sound baths.
to
And then we were like, we really want to talk about intention with Annie because I just remember on the retreat, it was like magical moments were happening constantly. And I was just like, why can't this be my regular life? Just kidding. But I felt like we all came in, all of these women, we all came in together with this intention of having healing and having magical moments. And because we had that intention, it was just happening all around us. And so we just wanted to ask how these women and mothers who are listening to this podcast can bring intention into their lives.
For me, intention is literally the most important thing. Like, it's the most important thing that I can do for myself on a daily basis. Like, set an intention before I do a workout. What's my intention? Why am I here? Why am I doing this? Before I even see my kids for the day, my kids sleep in. I have one toddler, but the rest are older, so I'm kind of past like the really
Oh,
crazy
bless
stage.
you.
I know,
I
yeah.
know. I realize how lucky I am.
Or
That's why I'm
bless
saying
us is what I should say.
that. There you go. Bless you. But anyway, just intention in everything you do. And one of the biggest things I learned, because you hear about energy healing and energy this, and it's just all these are all like buzzwords that are really popular right now. But intention plus visualization equals energy work. In other words, you set an intention, you visualize it happening, and you're moving energy whether you realize it or not. So you're setting intentions all the time. Just, are you setting them consciously or are you setting them asleep, like subconsciously? You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying? I think probably when I use intention the most is in my own spiritual practice. That could be 5 minutes of sitting in a meditation and being like, okay, my intention for this meditation is to release whatever negative energy is in me or whatever, like release this anger that I'm feeling. And then I breathe for 5 minutes and visualize the anger leaving me
Yeah.
because that's the intention that I set. And then at the end of the 5 minutes, it's like night and day. And it's because of the intention that you add with your visualization. It's the two
Yeah.
combined.
And like you said, intention can sometimes be made subconsciously, but it's so much more powerful if you do it consciously, which is what we kind of practiced on this retreat. And it, I mean, we were in a great and beautiful environment to practice it and to notice it because we didn't have a lot of distractions around us. But, and I mean, yeah, it was just so great when we came back. We're just like, we're so full of intention,
So
everything,
full of everything good. But I remember, so you're also a yoga instructor, and I've done yoga so much. Like, it's always my go-to. Oh, I haven't been exercising. I'm gonna do some yoga if I'm pregnant or just whatever. And I just like put on a YouTube yoga and just do that. Well, I have never had a yoga experience like I had with you. And it was because I just realized as like yoga without intention is just like movement. But I had like a legit spiritual experience with like Jesus. I don't know if you remember, I was
See a
bawling.
bawling her eyes balls
We were
out.
in like the child's pose and the song You Say came on. And I was just literally like, you had to bring me a tissue.
I have chills
Because
right now.
I was having this intense spiritual experience, and the intention that I had set at the beginning of the yoga was to connect with God. And I remember at the beginning, you're like, set an intention and then let go of all expectations around that intention and just see what happens. And so I kind of had forgot about it. It was like an intense flow. We were sweating
Dude,
to
yeah,
death.
sweating buckets. I was like, I've never sweated in yoga before. This is awesome.
And so at the very end, we were in chair pose and we like held it for like a full minute and we were all shaking and like sweating and breathing hard. And then you had to sit down and like immediately be still. And then we went into child's pose and You Say came on. And I just felt like God had just been like building me up and building me up and building me up through this whole session. And then he's just is like, this is what I think about you. And if you haven't, I mean, everybody probably has heard that song. But I remember being like, wow, yoga without intention is just, it's just stretching. It's, but if you put intention into it, it can be an incredible spiritual experience.
And it could be that with anything. It doesn't have to be yoga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we think we kind of like put ourselves in these boxes, like, okay, if I want to have a spiritual experience, I gotta do yoga or I have to do like some kind of, no, you could go lift weights at the gym, and if you set the intention, like you stop and you breathe for a minute and you set an intention, you can have the exact same experience doing literally anything.
Yeah, going on a walk or playing with your kids, or I mean, there's, yeah, so
Absolutely.
many
And one of
things.
my favorite things to do too, which you should try, is the next time you do yoga, sometimes if I can't think of like a really specific intention that I have, I will just like send it up, like, this practice is my prayer unto for you, God. Like, this is my, it sounds weird because it's for myself, but it's almost like, hey, I'm offering this practice up as a prayer to you, and it will deepen your practice so much.
We're always encouraging other mamas to like get closer to the divine. But for some of us, we're just not in a phase of life right now where like maybe like really studying the scriptures or something like that is going to be beneficial to us. Just we don't have time or the energy. But put whatever energy and intention you have into whatever you're doing to get closer to God. Whatever it is, it doesn't have, if you get closer to God by going on a drive, then do that more often. If you're in this phase of life to go on a drive, you don't have
Or
to
even
be
cooking
feeling,
dinner for your family,
oh
whatever you're
yeah,
doing,
whatever
like
it is.
setting the intention before, like, okay. But then that piece that you were saying, Caitlin, is important to let go of your expectations. Because sometimes you can be like, okay, I'm gonna set this intention and I'm gonna have this. And then your kids are like coming and they're screaming at you and you're like, you're driving me crazy.
There it goes
Right.
out
So it's important,
the
right?
window.
To like let go of that expectation. You set the intention and then you let it go. Because when you start to get obsessed with like how am I, it's, you know, I always say the how is where dreams go to die. Like, if you're trying to figure out how you're going to make something happen for yourself, You're not letting God, the universe, source, whatever you believe in, you're not letting it bring it to you, right? You don't put yourself in a position to receive. Your hands are open because you're too busy trying to do it yourself. It's like moving into that feminine energy. And I'm getting into a totally different topic now, but
We'll have to have you
episode,
back.
Yeah, to be continued.
I love it. I love it. Anyway,
I guess our final question, how are some of these things that you love and that you practice, how can that give some of these mothers maybe power and love and a sound mind? Or one or the other? What resonates the most with you?
So I think having a spiritual practice is huge, and it doesn't have to be long or complicated. You don't need to leave your house to do it. It could literally be before you even open your eyes in the morning, you visualize what you set an intention for your day and visualize your day. That could be your spiritual practice. It could be that simple. It could be sitting in the car for an extra 2 minutes before you walk in the house and just breathing deeply. It could be listening to a song that you freaking love that's fun and playful. It doesn't all have to be like quiet and reverent. You know what I mean? It's doing whatever brings you joy for even just a couple minutes every day, just so that, and this is so cliche, but it's this idea, right? Like you're filling your cup so that your cup can overflow and then fill those around you rather than trying to like, okay, I'm over here trying to do this. And like I said, it's not gonna look, it's not always gonna look the way that you think it does. And that's why it's important to let go of the expectation. Set the intention that you have a spiritual practice, and your spiritual practice could be driving down the street, looking at the mountains, and being like, thank you, God. Those are so beautiful. Thank you for showing me that. That can be your connection with source.
For sure.
And then also giving yourself credit and noticing that you do have a spiritual, you're connecting spiritually all the time, rather than thinking, I need to set aside an hour. I got to get up an hour earlier than my kids so that I can do all this, because it's just not realistic all the time. There might come a time, but there probably will come a time when you're able to do that. It might not be right now, and that's okay.
And thanks for reiterating that, because we all need to hear that. Every day.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah, there's times and seasons and life ebbs and flows. Something my dad would always say that probably somebody else that's smarter than my dad said once. But we're not humans having a spiritual experience. We're spirits having a human experience.
Absolutely. That gives me the chills.
Every
That is
time.
so true. And every time, here's another little thing you can do too. I know we're wrapping it up, but I have to
It's
share this.
fine.
Another little thing to think about is that every time you feel triggered, whether your kids upset you, whatever it is, your kids, I feel like my kids are the biggest catalyst for me doing self-exploration, self-healing, because when they trigger you, you're like, okay, what are you showing me about myself? Not about them, but it's like, what are you teaching me about myself? Because everything that happens to us is a mirror. So it's all showing us things about ourselves. So every time your kids bug you, I don't mean to say it like that. Every time, you know, your kid
Okay,
does
we mean
something, okay.
it.
But even like having a toddler, like she's been waking up and I'm like, no, why are you waking up? Like you've been sleeping through the night for years. Like, what are we doing here? And then I can look inward and be like, is she showing me something about myself? Like they're helping us out constantly by showing us things that we can then notice and either release or just acknowledge or whatever it might be. Even just being a mother is a spiritual experience all the time, because they're constantly triggering you. And I feel like when someone triggers you, or if you trigger someone else, it's like your souls are giving each other a high five. It's like your souls are giving each other a hug. Like, thank you for this. I know I'm acting crazy right now, but I appreciate you doing this because it's helping me get up to the next level.
Wow. I love that perspective that you can not just focus on it being like, this is so hard, but like, oh my gosh, this is such a great opportunity for me to have
Absolutely. And
growth
that's,
and
yes, that's when you know that you've lifted your vibration, is when you start seeing things. It, like you'll go from like, okay, this is frustrating, to what can I learn from this, up to what opportunity is this giving me?
Cool.
That is
And you
it.
don't
That's
get
a
there
good.
overnight. And honestly, you can flow through those three things every single day. It's not like you suddenly arrive and you're there for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like healing
Darn
is going to happen for the
it.
rest of your life. Yes, like for every single one of us.
Yeah. That's a really, really good visualization though of like how you can kind of self-assess like, "Oh, I'm doing something," or like, "Yeah, I'm just noticing something different and making progress or
Yeah,
something." And
absolutely.
I feel like it also puts the ball in your court. I think what causes a lot of anxiety and stress, and for me, and I think a lot of people, is when you feel like you're out of control. Like your life is
Yes.
controlling whatever situation that you're in, and you're just like, okay, well, somebody take the wheel because I don't have it. But when you're able to have that other perspective, you can say, okay, this is my learning opportunity, and I can take whatever is
Exactly.
coming and happening to me and make it for my
Because
benefit.
everything is happening for you, not to you.
Yeah.
And when you start viewing the world as everything's happening for me instead of everything is happening to me, everything starts to shift.
Beautiful.
Wow. We
Beautiful.
could talk all day.
I know.
I know, I'm like
Another
waiting.
time. Yeah, but seriously, just thank you for everything that you taught us in those like 3 days, because I feel
Oh,
like
you're welcome.
we learned so much, and especially about intention. And I feel like I didn't have the courage to do a podcast until we went on that retreat. And I was just like, you know what? We don't have to be professionals. We don't have to be even good. But because we have this intention that we want to like share these things with these women, like it's gonna be good. It's gonna work out.
Absolutely. And if I've learned anything, it's just keep on doing it. You'll get
Yeah.
better and better and better, and it'll get more and more refined. But honestly, even just from being on this interview, you both sound awesome. I was like, what is it going to be like? Are they going to have questions to ask me? And you were like, so on top of it. It's going to be great. It
Oh,
really
thank
is.
you.
I'm
So
excited
glad.
for you.
Well,
Thank
thank you.
you.
And thanks so
All
much for
right.
being here.
Yeah, of
No.
course.
We just love you and we appreciate
Awesome.
you so
Oh, I
much.
love you too. Thank you,
Yeah.
ladies.
Thank you for listening to the Mama Retreat podcast. If you have a friend or family member that needs this message, please share. Join the discussion on Instagram at the.mama.retreat. We can't wait to hear from you.
This week's review comes from Dariel99. My sister-in-law recommended your podcast. So glad I took her up on it. I love the first few episodes, just wanting more now. Thank you for helping me to build my power, love, and a sound mind as a mother. Oh, there's more to come, sister. Thank you so much for leaving your review. And if you are listening to this podcast and enjoy it, we ask you to leave a review and a rating as well. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the easier it is to get this message out there.